This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, you ready to talk about how to have a badass wedding without going broke?
Hell yeah, let's do this.
So many couples out there are getting sucked into this whole wedding industrial complex. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. It's like they're trying to convince you that you need to spend a small fortune to prove your love is real.
Right, like you need gold-plated invitations and a freaking swan ice sculpture to make your wedding legit.
It's insane, the pressure to have this picture-perfect, Instagram-worthy extravaganza can really get to people.
It's like they think a bigger budget equals bigger love, which is total bullshit.
Absolutely. It's about celebrating your commitment and starting your lives together, not about impressing a bunch of strangers on social media.
Exactly. So today we're diving deep into how to have a kick-ass wedding without ending up in debt up to your eyeballs.
We're talking about smart strategies, savvy choices, and maybe a little bit of rebellion against those ridiculous wedding industry expectations.
And to guide us on this journey, we've got an awesome source, Engaged AF Magazine, and their article, Top 10 Ways to Save Money on Your Wedding Day Without Making It Look Cheap AF.
I love these guys. They're like the anti-bridezilla. They tell it like it is no sugarcoating and no judgment.
Yeah, they're all about keeping it real and helping couples prioritize what actually matters. So let's get into it. First things first, the date. You'd be surprised how much money you can save by being flexible with when you tie the knot.
Seriously, Saturday weddings are like prime real estate. Everyone wants them so venues can charge a premium.
That's like Coachella VIP during surge pricing. You're going to pay through the nose for that Saturday night slot.
But if you're open to other days like Friday, Sunday, or even a weekday wedding, you can save a significant chunk of change.
And let's be honest, a Thursday night wedding with tacos and tequila sounds way more fun than a stuffy Saturday affair.
Plus, think about it. You might even get a longer wedding weekend celebration.
Right. Who wouldn't want an extra day to party?
And for anyone freaking out about guests not showing up for a non-Saturday wedding, chill out. The people who love you will be there no matter what day it is.
They'll show up, they'll throw down, and they'll have a damn good time.
Because they're there to celebrate you, not the day of the week.
Okay, so we've tackled the date. Now let's talk about the guest list. This is where things can get a little ruthless, but trust me, it's for your own good.
The guest list is directly tied to your budget. More people equals more expenses. It's simple math.
And those expenses add up fast. We're talking food, drinks, favors, venue space. It all goes up with every additional guest.
So the key here is to be strategic and maybe a little bit savage.
Engaged AF calls it guest list gremlin shaving. Love that.
It's about making tough choices and prioritizing the people who truly matter.
Don't feel obligated to invite your third cousin twice removed who you haven't seen since you were five just because it's tradition.
This is your day, your celebration. Surround yourselves with the people who are actually part of your lives.
Exactly. And if Aunt Mildred gets a little huffy about not being invited.
Oh, too bad. It's not a popularity contest. It's about creating a meaningful experience with your closest loved ones.
All right, moving on to the food. And let's be real. Do we really need those five-course plated dinners with all the fancy silverware and the tiny portions?
Nope. It's often a huge waste of money. And let's be honest, most people don't even remember what they ate.
Yeah, I'm all about ditching the pretentiousness and focusing on food that's actually delicious and satisfying.
Exactly. Think buffets, food trucks, family-style meals, options that give people more choice and control.
Engaged AF puts it perfectly. Give the people carbs and let them live.
It's not about being cheap. It's about being smart and prioritizing quality over unnecessary formality.
Okay, so we've covered the date, the guest list, and the food. Now let's talk about the dress, the holy grail of wedding expenses.
The pressure on brides to find the one and spend a fortune on a dress they'll wear once is ridiculous.
Right. It's like society is telling you that your worth is tied to the price tag on your dress.
But guess what? You can look absolutely stunning without breaking the bank.
There are so many amazing options out there. Sample sales, consignment shops, rental websites. You can find designer gowns at a fraction of the cost.
And honestly, after the wedding, that dress is probably going to end up in a box in your attic.
So why spend thousands of dollars on something you'll wear for a few hours?
It's just not worth it. Focus on finding a dress that makes you feel confident and beautiful, not one that makes your bank account cry.
Now let's talk about the venue. Another big ticket item on the wedding budget.
Those gorgeous blank canvas venues can be tempting. but they often come with a hefty price tag and require a ton of decorations.
Which means you end up spending even more money to make the space look how you want.
Instead, consider venues that have character and charm built in gardens, industrial spaces, breweries, art galleries, unique Airbnbs.
These places already have a vibe, so you won't need to spend as much on decor.
Plus, you'll avoid that whole Pinterest barked all over it look that can happen when you go overboard with decorations.
Okay, so we've got the venue sorted. Now let's talk music. Live bands are amazing, but they can also be super expensive.
If you're on a tight budget, a DJ is a great alternative.
Yeah.
They can play a variety of music, take requests, and keep the party going all night.
Or if you're feeling really adventurous, you can create your own playlist and rent a sound system.
Just make sure you have someone who knows how to work the equipment and keep the music flowing smoothly.
Speaking of things that can eat up your budget, let's talk about wedding favors.
I'm just going to say, most wedding favors are completely unnecessary and often end up in the trash.
Seriously. No one needs another personalized bottle opener or a tiny jar of honey that will probably expire before they even get a chance to use it.
If you want to give your guests something special, focus on experiences. A photo booth, a dessert bar, a late-night snack station, something they'll actually enjoy and remember.
And let's be real, they'll appreciate a well-stocked bar way more than a cheap trinket.
Now let's talk DIY. It can be a great way to personalize your wedding and save money, but it can also be a total nightmare.
It all depends on your skill level and your patience. If you're not a crafty person, don't force yourself to become one.
You'll just end up stressed out, frustrated, and probably with a bunch of half-finished projects.
It's okay to outsource some things. Your sanity's worth it.
And speaking of outsourcing, let's talk about vendor bundling. This is a fantastic way to save money and simplify your planning.
A lot of vendors offer packages that include multiple services, like photography and videography, or DJ and lighting.
You can often get a discount for booking multiple services together. Plus, it's one less vendor you have to deal with.
And finally, let's talk about traditions. You don't have to do everything just because it's what's always been done.
If you hate the idea of a garter toss, skip it. If you don't want to do a bouquet toss, don't. It's your wedding. You make the rules.
Get rid of any traditions that feel outdated or forced, and focus on the things that truly matter to you.
So there you have it, a crash course in having a badass wedding without going broke.
Remember, it's about prioritizing your values and creating a celebration that reflects who you are as a couple.
Don't get caught up in the hype and the pressure to spend a fortune. You can have an amazing wedding on any budget.
And most importantly, have fun. This is the start of your journey together. Enjoy every damn minute of it.
And if you want even more tips and advice, head over to Engaged AF Magazine. They've got a ton of resources to help you plan your dream wedding without losing your mind or your savings.
All right. That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, stay badass and don't let the wedding industry steal your joy.
Cheers to that.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.